Sex Bob-omb, and we're here to make you think about death and get sad and stuff.
I hear voices, animal voices, the tremble of cold, the feminine abyss, and reaching my threshold, staring at the truth till I'm blind.
Woo-wee, baby, woo-wee. Gonna get a party going on. There's rocks being thrown in the chat room, man. They're flying all over the place. Look at that freaking meteor. There's a new chat room. Look, it sparkles. Actually, it doesn't sparkle. But, hey, look, my book's in the top corner there. Yeah, look at that. Look at that. My book. You should buy my book. Separate and Succinct, Disparate and Distinct. I'll start the show off with a shameless plug, man. Shameless. Shameless plug, I say. Because I am a zombie. And I will actually, truly, really be releasing some books this year. COVID has actually seriously kicked my ass in a big way. Not that I've been sick or anybody near me has actually been sick and affected by it. It's just the whole emotive side of things has really gotten everything down, man. Really not so groovy. But we're going to kick that shit in the arse, and we're going to kick it up. And we're going to take a few notches up, and we're going to bring the game back from the Zombieland. That's me. Not Zombieland the movie, but Zombieland isn't where I... Team Zombie. Zombie team. That's me. I am going to do this stuff and kill it. Kill everything. Kill it all with fire, even. Because I like fire. So, to begin this, tonight's show, we're going to start with the first trailer.
There is one nasty-ass storm heading this way. Tornado touched down about four blocks away.
This thing is bad news. I mean, it's evil.
We've been chasing storms for a long time now, and we've never seen anything like this.
The show's start, and we have a new act debuting tonight.
You know this clown, honey?
Hello, darling.
We gotta move it away from the town.
That thing's gonna destroy everyone and everything in its path.
So that was the trailer for our wonderful little movie called Clownado. I do not expect anybody to know what that movie is about. That's why I'm going to tell them. It is about a small-time criminal kind of thing happening in a circus. And what happens is people get in trouble, shit happens, and somebody, of course, summons a demonic curse to throw at people. Fun fact, if you don't know what you're doing when you use a curse, these things can backfire on you. They tend to. It's kind of the thing that happens all the time. You just got to be careful with this shit. So what happens is the curse turns these lackluster clown people into demonic clown people. And fun and hilarity ensues. Dylan Fawn... Oh, wait, where is it? I got to remember the name. Got to say her name properly. Dylan Fawn Harvey. I had it right. I just couldn't remember it correctly. A friend of mine on Facebook, and she's in the movie. She's the stripper, as well as the... But she's in pretty much the whole movie. The reason I know her is because when they were originally starting it for Kickstarter or whatever, it was all over the place on my streams because she kept posting about it all the time. It's like, I'm going to have to watch this because it sounds so stupid. It's one of those things that I have to watch. It's just one of those things, you know? The premise is... Not for everybody. It is definitely, what's the word I want to do? Not safe for work. So NSFW. Oh, I don't know if that's the right combination of acronyms or not, but whatever. It is a very low-key, cheesy B, sub-P, maybe a little bit below B kind of movie. And... The chat room is a little different today. It's a little harder to keep track of it because it's like when somebody changes their name to that, it's like, that's funny. So
I do recommend the movie. It is Shits and Giggles. It is on Amazon Prime, so if you have an account or whatever, you can just watch it without paying any money to see it, because they get paid every time it gets viewed or whatever, and however all that stuff works. It is as it is, right? Oh shit, I've been told that somebody else said that and I don't like that person, so I have to not say that expression anymore. So, we do the best we can with what we've got, and this is my new thing when I say these things, so I'm not going to use the other expression. Now, a lot of other people involved in this movie, of course, is the director, Todd Sheets, writer, Todd Sheets. John O'Hara plays Big Ronnie. He's the bad guy. Rachel Ligon. The funny thing I find about this is that most of the people in this movie, their IMDb profiles, yeah, no pictures, no nothing. It's like, they're not quite right in the head. No, they're quite right in the head. Obviously, they did enjoy a movie like this. Oh, and by the way, fun fact. Very important piece of information. Where is the name? I can't believe I forget people's names nowadays. Actually, it's more than just forgetting people's names. It's like forgetting everything. I forget everything nowadays. Nothing specific that I'm forgetting now because I'm going to find it. Linnea Quigley is in this movie as well for all of like 3 minutes. And if you don't know who Linnea Quigley is, you need to smack your head up and get your horror back on, because she was the chicken Return of the Living Dead who gets up on the grave and starts dancing naked. Awesome movie. Well, it was a fun movie. I'm not going to oversell it because obviously it is not top-notch quality material, but it was fun. I enjoyed it. So, now we're going to go to the next one.
Some people develop unique abilities, but to discover those abilities, a person may need a push. Needs to be put in danger. Now maybe we'll see what your ability will be.
The man from the balcony. Is he the leader?
He taught us how to survive.
We're here for a reason. Everyone who's here didn't make it in reality. They didn't have a future there.
You haven't figured out nothing yet.
I'm the one in charge here!
If this world is made of memories, how did they get here?
Get down!
There's an island free of Reapers somewhere in the coma. We're always looking for people who can help us get there.
Is this my life now?
I remember that I couldn't be together with who I wanted to be. Here it's possible.
Our world would never appreciate something unusual, even if it's 100 times better. What do you need reality for after that?
We need to wake up.
You can't wake up. Do you understand? Your body is there in coma. You are here. There's nothing you can do about it.
Life in coma is as real as it gets.
I said hold it!
Well, while I'm fudging around with settings in the new chat room trying to figure stuff out, of course, the trailer finishes. So, that is a movie called Coma. And if you take the original title, it's spelled Coma with a K because it's obviously trying to be different and distinguishing itself from that old 70s movie called Coma. So, this is a Russian movie. It is basically taking a mix of, say, let's get Inception and The Matrix and throw it all up together and get some weird stuff going together. Interesting chat room. But, back to this. So, Coma, a Russian movie about a guy who wakes up in a coma, not quite sure what's going on. But apparently there's a bunch of other people in his same coma dream. And what is happening is that the entirety of people who have fallen into this coma are all sharing the same dream. They all have different abilities when they come into this dream. And there are some Reapers. And the Reapers are evil, nasty, always decaying things that are trying to kill everybody and turn them into Reapers as well. The visuals on this movie are freaking awesome. The scenes of juxtaposition showing one activity here and one activity here, and hey, they jump and slide right into that side of the world. It's really cool. Yes. It's distracting now, this chat room. I can actually read things fast as I'm going, and it's like, I want to reply. No, I don't want to reply because I'm talking, because if I'm talking, I don't want to reply because it's all good and whatever. So, everybody in this movie, I don't know any of them. They're all people I've never heard of before, and they all have Russian names. It's like, I'm not even going to try and pronounce most of them because I don't think that would be a good I think that would be a disservice. I will say that the main character who plays Victor, Renal Mukhametov. Mukhametov. Sounds about right. Was pretty good. I enjoyed his portrayal. His sister, girlfriend, whatever she was supposed to... I think she was supposed to be his sister. No, she was supposed to... She was his girlfriend slash ex-wife. Or, I don't know the relationship. They didn't really get into it too much. This was not exactly a movie devoted to character development too much. It was more developed to, hey, look, it's pretty. So somebody is leaving the chat room. I think that was Evie. Okay. So, fun movie. I enjoyed it a bunch. It is not for everyone. It is a bit of a... It's very visual. Fun movie. Moving on to the next one, which is this wonderful piece of stuff. Where's the button? There's the button. One is a movie called Double World, which surprisingly enough, in that particular trailer, you didn't really hear too much in the way of dialogue because the trailer only had one line in it, which was funny because there's a lot of talking in the movie. Fun movie. It's a fight movie, so it's one of these wire work Asian fighting film movies or whatever. A lot of kung fu, a lot of really cool sword work. Beautiful movie. Another beautiful movie. Set scenes in background candy is like awesome. There is like seamless integration between the fights, the acting, and the movements. It's really cool. There's even a dragon, although you don't really get to see him too much. He's only in there for like a couple of minutes, and they try to steal his egg. Meh, not a good idea. Not a good idea. Not a good idea. But they did well on it, so it's okay. Again, most of the cast, I don't know most of them, but Henry Lau, the main character Dong Yilong, we'll go with that, is I think supposed to be a big time actor in, which part of Asia is this from? China. Okay, so it's Chinese, not necessarily from any of the others. Somebody just asked a question in the chat, which I cannot answer at this moment because that is to come up soon, shortly even. If you like fight movies, which I do, swordplay, which I do, monsters, creatures, and weird environments, this is definitely a movie for you. It's on Netflix. It's enjoyable. It's both subtitled and dubbed, so you don't necessarily have to read the whole movie unless you really, really want to. Enjoyable, yes. Next one. Something different.
Yeah. here we go. Black people, we don't even get our hands on opioids. They don't even give them to us. I had a double mastectomy. You know what they sent my black ass home with? Ibuprofen. White people get opioids like they Tic Tacs. I'm at work and I'm like, damn, I got a headache. White people start pulling out all kind of pills and shit. Just fucking loose pills in Ziploc bags. Would you like an oxycodone? Oh, wow, she should take a Percocet. Other girl over there is preparing a needle. Give me your arm. This shit is not normal. Boom, boom.
So that particular fun film is Wanda Sykes, Not Normal. So when I was just kicking around, I had a few minutes left to kill on some stuff. And it's like, I don't want to watch anything more. Hey, Netflix, I'm watching. Okay, cool. Let's watch this. It's like, oh shit, that's funny. I like her. She's funny. She doesn't hold back. She pretty much tells it how she feels about it, and it comes out quite well. So I enjoyed this. Okay, people chatting in the chat room. I can only do three things at once, man. It's like, what? Okay, so now I have to look something up going on somewhere. And that doesn't change anything. So I don't know what they're talking about. But it's all fine. We're going back to here. So, do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. See, I've got a musical interlude, too, when I'm between thoughts and things and whatever else. So, funny movie. It's basically stand-up. I love stand-up comedians if they're very funny, they're very hip, they're very on their accounts or whatever. It's like, yeah, I got a whole hour to talk about stuff. It's like, whoosh. That makes me happy. I enjoy a good laugh. So, next one is probably something that's going to be not very familiar to many people, but I love this movie.
I will destroy you with my turbo glove, the ultimate weapon against the robot threat. But to be a true hero, you'll have to save your girlfriend.
Hey, what's that in your hand?
It's a comic book.
What's it about?
It's about Turbo Rider.
That's rad.
I always wonder what the other side looked like.
It's kind of gray and dusty. Well, I could show you.
Around here, we like to do things with a little more joie de vivre.
Where is she?
Release the girl!
This is gonna get ugly. As you may know, the situation is critical. We have reached maximum casualty level.
Who exactly are you supposed to be?
Turbo Rider.
This is it, soldier. We have to hit these sack machines with everything we've got.
Find them, kill them, and lead back their heads on pikes.
I'm meeting up with an old knight. We're going straight to Zeus.
Ah.
What do you say?
Real Turbo Rider.
But you could totally be Turbo Kid.
Alright, that one is a movie called Turbo Kid. Why did I like that movie? Because it's goofy. It's a retro 80s style post-apocalyptic comic booky type movie. It's got flashy silliness. It's got BMX bikes. It's got kids that have things. It's got Michael freaking Ironside in it. It is not for everyone, but it's got a lot of blood. It's got a lot of splatter. It's got a lot of explodey parts. It's got things that don't make any sense. It's got a gnome stick. I love the girl in this movie who plays, what was the character's name? Apple? Lawrence LaBeouf? LaBeouf? Yeah, I think that's the way it's pronounced. She was hilarious playing a bleep. I'm not going to tell you what it is because she's just that. And she plays a perfect character. This whole movie is designed to be kind of... somebody actually just put it down in a perfect word. Sort of like Neon Evangelion with Speed Racer. Kinda, yeah. So I have to say that. We've got Monroe Chambers as the kid. He's not a kid anymore, but he's kind of grown up a bit. There's not so much in the way of much I can say about this without spoiling it, so I don't want to spoil it, because I love the shit out of this movie. I met the guys who release and distribute it in Canada called Raven Banner. They were at Fan Expo across from us, the Horror Writers Association, the 1 year. It's like, ooh, I love that movie. I want to buy that movie. So I've got the Metal Steelbook Edition, which is kind of cool. And it's just fun. So one of the things is that you've got this one character in there. What is it? Skeleton, played by Edwin Wright. He don't say anything. Not a word. He's got a skull mask on. Neon Evangelion with Speed Racer and Mad Max on BMX bikes. That's the way I would sell this movie, with a descriptor as to what's going on with it. Michael Ironside plays the bad guy, basically running the corner of the post-apocalyptic world that's kind of run down. It's like, hey, we need water. Nobody has any water. Guess what? The body has 10 liters of water. We melt them down and squirt them out. We got water. Wait, I've seen that storyline too. They're eating people! So let's throw in some Soylent Green as well, but water instead. So, very fun, very fun, very fun. I love this movie. Y'all should watch it. I'm going to go into the next one. And somebody in the chat room has already guessed it, so here we go.
Who's there? Diego!
Yes, can't be right.
What the hell did we do now?
What was that?
The end of the world, November 25th, 1963.
And where am I now?
Dallas, 10 days earlier.
I need to find my family. First off, I want to say we brought the end of the world back here with us.
Oh my God, again? My cult is going to be so pissed. I told him we had until 2019.
We have until Monday.
Everything in our new lives is connected, from the plot to assassinate the president. That can't be a coincidence.
None of us are supposed to be here, right?
We know something changes the timeline. We have to make it right again.
Before everyone and everything we know is dead.
Who are those guys?
They're not here to sell vacuums.
The commission will hunt us down wherever and whenever we go. Spotter.
What is that, like a wingman?
You don't know anything about
me. I know everything. You are an open book written for very dumb children.
Klaus, is Ben here?
No, unfortunately, ghosts can't time travel.
Are you kidding me? Rundown. Luther, super strength. Klaus can commune with the dead. Allison can rumor anyone to do anything.
Except she never uses it.
I heard a rumor. You punched yourself in the face.
God damn it!
I heard a rumor that Umbrella Academy Season 2 was freaking awesome. So if one of the things that I did not like about Umbrella Academy Season 1, this giant, giant, huge cliffhanger ending, it's the end of the world, pop. Man, I hated that. So with Season 2, I love the fact that the ending has an ending. It does cycle into another spot as to what's going to go on with the next season, the Sparrow Academy. And if you've watched, read the comics, you know what that is about. So that's next season. They definitely will be having another season. Let's see, have they actually listed something here yet? No, but I'm pretty certain they will. The show just came out on Friday. I binged the shit out of it on Friday, watched all of it except one episode, which I had to carry over into the next day because, gosh darn it, I had to go to bed to go to work the next day on Saturday. So when I got home Saturday, finished up that last episode, and I will say it's awesome. I will say there is a bit of a simplistic take to the last episode, but overall, fantastic. I love the way that the characters are played. Ellen Page as Vanya, Tom Hopper as Luther, David Castaneda as Diego, Emmy Raver Lampman as Allison, Robert Sheehan as Klaus, Aiden Gallagher as Number 5. Oh yeah, that's the kid. Justin H. Min as Ben, and Colm Feore as Reginald. All of these people, they were great. Kate Walsh is psychotic as shit, and I love her for that. Yes, okay. Comments are going a hole there. And Pogo. He's the chimpanzee that was in there. He's like small, smart. You know? Smart. So, if you watch the show, apparently there are a bunch of Easter eggs. I am not going to explain them all, but I am going to mention a couple. There are a number of things that they used through the show that are real life things. The entire season is geared around end of the month. The whole season is geared around the idea of JFK. So what happened is at the end of season one, they basically exploded the world, but hey, they escaped in time to avoid the explosion of the world. So they have popped back in time to 1963, 1960, and 1962. Different years. Which is like, what? What the hell's going on, man? Why aren't they all show up at the same time? They didn't show up at the same time. So, you've got a number of them going on about their new lives saying, hey, I don't know what's going on, but I'm alone, so I'm going to try and get on a life. I liked what they did. It was really cool. So, including some of the real-life things that were included in this is something called The Umbrella Man, Jack Ruby, The Majestic 12, Pogo, being a test chimpanzee, was not completely true because there were about, I read this earlier, 26, 24, 14, I can't remember the number, different chimpanzees that the U.S. government sent up in rockets, and only one or two of them actually made it back alive. The rest of them kind of died either in space or in various portions of the return, you know? So, and I think the first five or six were called Albert. And I don't believe any of them survived, if I remember correctly. There are some interesting things that they put in the show. And there are some great throwbacks to the comic books. And when they reappeared back in time and Curse of the Undead was on the movie bill at the theater when they showed up, it was like, that's funny shit. And then the second reappear, Curse of the Werewolf, and the third reappear, Kiss of the Vampire. Oh, great, fun movies. Fun movies. So, do I recommend this? Fluff, yeah. I totally recommend it. I recommend it for everyone to go see it, because gosh darn it, it's awesome. And there is a Watchmen reference, and a Luke Skywalker, I think there's even two or three Star Wars references throughout the movie. And, yeah. So, other fun things about it, is that they have emphasized more about Klaus, however he wants to pronounce his name. I'm always going to think of Santa Claus every time I see it because that's how it's spelled and pronounced. His whole cult thing was awesomely silly, over the top, and funny as shit. Loved it. Luther being a fighter, awesome. Loved it. Allison trying to be actually getting worked in, involved into the whole equal rights movement was... It's an awesome presentation as to what they're saying. When I watched this, I was like, I felt bad for humanity for the fact that this sort of thing actually really did happen and still continues today. So you've got fun, you've got serious, and then you've got social commentary going on in this show as well. And it just really, really works well. I cannot recommend it highly enough for new shows coming up, because what else is new coming out? There's a little bit of delays on a lot of things, but we're going to start seeing more and more come out. This is one of those shows that is spectacular. It's awesome. It's fun. It's well done. It's very well crafted. The people who did this show put a lot of good effort into it. It is top-notch shit. As I said, I binged it all right out the back. As you get through each episode, I want to see what happened next. I want to see what happened next. I want to see what happened next. And that's the way a show should be. Right? Right? Right, gerbils? Yes. The gerbils say yes. So do the squirrels. And the llamas. Speaking of which, it is now time for a lovely intermezzo. I wonder what kind of intermezzo song I'm going to be playing right now, because it could be anything.
We'll be right back.
So that was a song called Apocalypse Dreams by a band called Tame Impala. Not really all that familiar with the band, but I do like the song. But I figured the name of the song was very appropriate. Because Apocalypse! And I'm dreaming about that all the time. Because, you know, I has to take over the world. And there are things that need to happen to do that. So now it'd be time for some squirrels. Because I like squirrels. Squirrels are funny. They make me laugh.
Hey! What are you fellas doing on my lawn? Get off my lawn!
Don't you sass me none either. You take your weird-ass mofo shit and you get it out of here. I don't want to know what you people are doing around here. You, what are you doing around here? There's no reason for you, no call, no res, no blink. What are you people doing here?
Oh, crap! It's Crazy Lady!
Huh. You guys might want to just chill down a bit here. Let's talk to the person as a nice person. Hello. We are here on a quest to bring the llamas to the hole in the ground so that we could hopefully prevent the full onslaught of the Llamageddon.
Oh, don't say all of the information all at once there, Mega. We need to keep some information back so we can continue this quest uncontrolled. Well, unreserved. Controlled, that's a decision I don't think we ever actually had in this entire time period as we were progressing along these ways.
I don't care none about all that. You weirdos, get off my lawn. And I don't want no sass from you. You just get off my lawn. It's my lawn, you young whippersnippers. I don't even know what the hell you guys are doing. What are you doing around here? Get away.
Oh, my good woman, don't worry. We're only going to be here for a few minutes when that horde of llamas get here.
What? What are you talking about, a horde of llamas? They are not allowed to come on my property.
Well, they're coming anyways, because there's nothing we can do about it.
What do you mean? I don't approve of this.
Well, do you know Manwolf and Guy Flox?
Yes, of course I know them. They're my neighbors. I talk to them all the time.
You freaks, go away.
Well, they told us to come here.
I don't think he did, because he would have told me about that. He would have sent a pigeon-gram.
Hold on. You have a pigeon gram?
Yes. Doesn't everybody?
I don't.
Well, are you from around here?
No.
Well, there you go. That's exactly it. You?
Everybody around here has a pigeon gram.
Well, that's not exactly true.
Yeah, not really true, because I don't have a pigeon gram either, because I kind of just like my wood, and that's about it. I don't want interruptions from other people. I don't even know why I'm with this quest. These weirdos brought me into it.
Yes, I could see that.
Hey, don't call me a weirdo. I'm a freakazoid. The crazy lady called me a freak. Yeah, I can put this in my watch and make a record of it because I think that's going to be on my to-do list is to be a freak. I'm going to get my freak on. Going to get my freak on. Going to get my freak on.
Micro.
Yeah!
Chill, man. Relax. We gotta talk to the lady here so that we're all in an accord here. Because, you know, the freaking llamas are coming. I'm figuring they're probably about, what, half an hour away?
You did.
You young whippersnippers! Stop sniffing the glue! Don't eat the wood! And go back to school!
Too late for school, lady. Too late. Way too late. We've been out of school for a while.
It is never too late to go back to school, young man. You should learn the rules.
Oh. What?
Oh, lady, I don't know what the rules apply to this because we have a quest going on here. We are in a mission. You might even say it might be a mission from Dog. Although I don't know where Dog is anymore. He kind of like... He's been strangely absent from the lives here. We are searching out to destroy the giant pigeon. Wait. Giant pigeon? You all's after the giant pigeon?
Yeah. Maybe. Don't tell nothing. Say nothing. I know nothing. I hear nothing.
Oh. Why didn't y'all say so? I could help you with that. Pigeon's over there. Wait, what?
Wait, what? Remember that?
Yes, pigeon's over there. I don't think we're looking for the same pigeon. Is he giant? Got a lot of poop? Like, usually a huge poop that he props down when he's flying around? Dude, all the pigeons poop. They poop everywhere. That's what they do. You don't have to follow the pigeon. You just follow the poop. Stay off my lawn. I don't want you all around here. You're bugging me. You're giving me an itch in a place that I shouldn't be talking about. It's itchy. I don't want to know about her itching. It's just wrong. What is she anyways? Well, if you must know, my name is Pickle Patty. And if you make any kind of crappy snappy smack about that, I am going to whoopside you up the head and at the same time turn you into a frog. Wait, a thespian frog? Because we've met them already. No, that's not how thespian vampire frogs are made. They are made a completely different way. You freaks are bugging me. You're disrupting. You're breaking my sense of concentration, my serenity. It is being broken. Y'all are messing with the mojo for this area. I might turn y'all into frogs. You're a little big to be a frog. Maybe I'll turn you into a puddle. Yes, a puddle. Yes, yes. And then I'll send you back to Manwolf and Guy Flox, because they shouldn't have sent you here. Well, they did. And, well, actually, they kind of just said go that way, and they agreed with our plan to get rid of some of the llamas. We're just going to sit right here on the edge. We won't even bother you. And then once a bunch of the llamas go down and fall into that cavern down the big hole in the ground there, we're just going to take off and go that way. Well, why don't you just take off and go that way now? Well, because if we do that, then the llamas won't follow us over the pit into their doom because we're staying here as bait. We're trying to lessen the numbers of the llamas. That is a dumb idea. Why? You guys are stupid freakies. Get off my land. Off. I will hit you with the broom. Don't hit us with the broom, please. I'm a little bit bigger than the broom. Yes, a bit bigger than the broom.
Windigo.
That's an interesting idea, Bubba. I don't know where you pulled that out of your ass. That's actually quite spectacular. We should set up a llama farm. No, better yet. You're right. We should set up llama furs and trading. Ma'am, can we interest you in a significant stake in the llama trading company? What? You guys are still on my lawn. Get off of it. I don't want you here. You are bugging me. You are annoying the piss stains off me. See? They're leaving. They're annoying. They're so annoyed at you. You people are annoying. Stop it. 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 Go away. Or I will turn you into frogs.
Yes, you said that already, my dear lady. But I think the idea that the Danger Stranger Man-Mouse there was having, based on what Bubba suggested, is, you know, this is a great opportunity for you to have a lot of llama skins. And you could, like, take them and make big-time trade on selling those skins. Because there's going to be a lot of them, and they're just going to die. Because as soon as they come over here, they're going to cry and go kushush. And there's no way they can survive that fall.
You guys don't know nothing about llamas. They can jump 400 feet. Oh, wow. Dude, I don't think they can do that. I can fly, so I have no problem getting away. Because I'm a dragon. It's like, it's all good for me. But I don't think those llamas can jump like that, because they couldn't before. Yes, they can. Don't dissuade me. I know exactly what I'm talking about. I am a witch. Wait, you're a witch?
Yes, I am a witch. I am Pickle Patty.
And I swear to God, if you make one crack at that, I will turn you into a frog. Michael, keep it down. Just keep that in your pocket.
It's hard. It's hard to do that. It's very difficult to keep that in the pocket because her name is Pickle Patty.
Yes, that's right. Keep it in your pocket. Right now. Don't even say a single goddamn thing about it. Or I swear I will let her turn you into a frog.
Zips are sealed. Zips are sealed. Lips are sealed. All those things. Whatever you want to call it. Yeah. So, the llamas are coming. We're taking them to a hole in the ground. The llamas are coming. We're taking them to a hole in the ground. Ha-ha! Sounds like almost like a song, you know, like kind of just made that up on the spot. It's like dozy doze and doozy totes. And I don't know how any of the rest of that song goes, but it's just sort of like one of those things. It's quirky. And I'm going to keep looking at my watch now because it says things are coming. It actually says there's about 5,000... Oh, no, sorry, I read that. 500,000 llamas approaching.
500,000 llamas approaching?
That's what it says. I'm guessing because it says like five zeros after a five, and I'm pretty sure that's 500,000. Wait, is that four zeros or five zeros? It keeps changing. This watch is messed up, man. It keeps doing some weird shit.
Well, as we all know, they cannot get across the divide. The divide here runs for several hundred miles that way and several hundred more miles that way. There is no bridge. Wait, wasn't there a bridge a couple miles that way? Yeah, there was. But it bugged me, just like you from freaking floors. You're bugging me. Get off my lawn. I said it already. You guys are on my lawn.
Oh, well, how about this? Where does your lawn end?
Right there.
Okay, so if we stay over on this side, it's okay?
Sure, but stay off my lawn.
Okay, no problem. We're going to park it over here. It's actually closer to the edge of the grouge anyways. Sorry, the chasm.
The chasm of doom,
as I think Manwolf was calling it. No, wait. I think Great Guy Fox was calling it that. We can stay over there, and then when our business is conducted with trying to slaughter a bunch of these llamas, feel free to take as much of them as you want. The meat, the eyes, the gouts, whatever it is. I mean, maybe you can make some witchy stuff with it and, you know, have a whole party. Like, sell a couple of... They have a good skin, right? At least I think they do. Are they real? Like, are they real things, or are they, like, imaginary things that just come in and when they die, they just go poof into a puff of smoke?
Oh, I don't know. That's a very good question. But I don't think we really care, do we? We just want to survive the next couple of hours so that we can get on to the next step of the quest.
Yeah, we just want to survive, period. I don't care about the next step of the quest. I just want to survive the next 10 minutes because... The watch has got 10 minutes, and it's counting down, and it says that in 10 minutes, the rest of those freaking llamas are going to get here.
Wait, that was awfully fast of them.
Yeah, well, I guess maybe they got some freaking technology that allows them to, go faster? You know, we are on this whole, quest merry-go-round to you and your freaking weird stupid sword, and, after the, pigeon, it's like, what the hell, man, you're just, like, full of it.
Well, yes, that's what the whole point of a quest is. We start with a thing, we go with an angle, we go in a direction, and we go and achieve happiness and joy for everyone.
Yeah, I don't know about the happiness and joy for me, or for you, or for the rest of the team here. You just seem to be this weird, freaky dude that keeps doing this all weird, freaky dude stuff. And that's about it, man. It's like, I don't know what else you're doing. You're weird, bro, weird. You were a duck for about 10 minutes.
Okay, Micro, I think you can relax with that. Not that we're disagreeing with you.
Yeah, you better not, because I'm right. I know it. I've seen things. And the watch now says 9 minutes. It's 9 minutes saying nine. Oh, nope. Now it's saying 7 minutes. I think they're getting faster. She might be right. Maybe they can go so fast, they can actually jump the chasm. Just like a shark, you know? Jump it.
Okay. Bubba, there's no need to get broken record stuck there. I think we got the gist of it when you said it the first three times. No need to go more. Okay, cool. No problem. We're getting off our lawn. Like, we're over here.
Stay off my lawn! I don't want you freaks on my lawn. You bunch of mo-flows. You guys keep your freaky, weird mo-flow stuff over there.
Okay, Lay. We're moving. We're getting off the ground. We're not getting in your way. We're going to stay over here. We're going to stay out of Patty Pickle's way. And we're going to wait over here for the llamas to arrive.
Oh, we're bringing the llamas to a hole in the ground. We're bringing the llamas to a hole in the ground. Woohoo! Oh, shit. We're all going to die.
Micro?
Yes?
Have I ever said you're a pretty, what's the word I'm looking for here? Let's call it a little depressing.
Yeah, but that's my fun in life, man. It's the only way I get to go through life is to be this depressing so that everybody else can see how depressing it could be if they were really depressing as I was, because that's a whole kind of twisted weird twick, right?
Yes. I think I'll agree with that being a weird twick, as you just said it.
Yeah, I'm right. Again, haha!
Guys, I see some movement going on over there. It looks like a bunch of llamas. You know, there's a bunch of different colors. White, brown, green. Who the hell ever had a green llama?
Oh, no. You didn't say a green llama, did you?
Yeah, man. There's a green llama sitting over there. I see three of them, at least. One in the middle, two in the left, two in the right. Oh, sorry, that's five, not three.
Ruh-roh!
Oh, my gosh. I think the little fellow is on something there. The green llama? That's some bad news, people. Bad news. We might be able to kill all the rest of them, but we can't kill the green ones.
Why not?
The green ones are important. They're like, it's like, oh my god, man.
Dudes, don't kill the green llamas. Why? What happens if we kill the green llamas? I mean, let's not kill the green llamas if we don't have to, but what happens?
They are the spiritual center of the apocalypse. If we have no choice but to kill the green llamas, what will happen is then the black llamas will come out, and after that the candy striped llamas. And the candy striped llamas, they're murder, death, kill in a big way. At least the green llamas are about the cycle of life.
Dude, it's kind of surprising that as a dragon you know all this stuff. You never mentioned anything earlier about it.
Well, I was talking to that man-wolf guy at the Crystal Castle. Well, you guys were all inside. I stayed outside and was like chilling with the Groover, the like weird old dude. And he was like, he was telling me some stuff, and it was like really interesting. And I think the whole thrust of it is that there's a whole bunch of different llamas. And when the green ones come out, they're there to party and play. But the candy-striped ones, they're there to destroy and decay. And I think that's pretty much how he said it. I'm racking through my mind again for a few more minutes. But dudes, I want to have a duck, a flaming flambé duck, before that happens. Because I don't want to die without having some flaming fiery duck. Oh, jeez, duck, stop with the flaming duck. I am not a duck. I am a human. I am a person. I am a Stranger Danger Man-Mouse. I am a creature of intelligence and capability. Dude, you said capability, and that's like not a real word. Grow up, man. Don't worry about it. I just want a flaming duck, because that will be tasty, and it'll be like the joy of my life moving forward before the end of the apocalypse, whether it goes one way or another way. Uh-oh. What? No! I see many colors of llamas over there. I see green, I see blue. Who the hell has blue llamas? I'm going to leave that one out there hanging from a Chad there. Okay, we got a problem, because there's like a lot of different colors of llamas over there, and they seem to be like far back, the colorful ones, but the normal ones, the white, the brown, and the black ones, the normal ones, the like regular colored, actually it's mostly white, isn't it, or caramel colored, I don't know, it's like something, they seem to be in the front. So I think what's going to happen here is that they're going to go willy-nilly over the edge, and then the more intelligent ones are going to stay back, and they're the ones that we're going to have problems with. So I'm just wondering how they're going to succeed, or fail, or however the whole thing's going to go here. Bubba, what's your take?
Yeah, I'm gonna agree with the not quite dead guy there. Kind of dead, but not quite kind of dead guy. Bubba has a point. I think we're all going to die. Well, at least some point in time we're all going to die. But I think some of us are going to die sooner than later, because there's some nasty shit. That is a bunch of nasty shit. Look at all those freaking llamas. They're getting to the edge. The llamas are coming to the hole in the ground. The llamas are coming to the hole in the ground. The llamas are coming to the hole in the ground. Chill out, Micro. There's no need to create any more fuss. We can just stand here and wait for a couple of minutes and see what happens. I think we've rested enough, and then once the llamas start showing up, we can take off.
Llamas!
I do believe you are correct. Those are a bunch of llamas. And what are they doing?
Oh my gosh. They're running to the edge, pretty much like you said they would. Uh-oh. Why does that one have wings?
Wait, what has wings?
The one there has wings. They just sort of sprouted out of the side of its ass. It's got wings.
Yay, wings. I like wings. Wings are happy. They make me happy. I got wings. I got big wings. See these? It's like, I think y'all might want to get on top, just in case we need to scoot quickly, because that man-wolf guy, he told me some shit, man. We just got ready.
Yeah, okay, I'm gonna climb up on back in the back of the giant dragon now.
I think that's an amazingly good idea. Bubba, I think you should go up with there with us as well. Let's go, we get on the radio on the back of the dragon, and we're ready to go, because, oh shit, the llamas are here. Only one of them seems to have wings so far, though. Yeah, only one. Just the one. The rest of them are going splat.
Splat.
Splat, splat, splat. Splat, splat, splat. Splatty, splat, 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 splat. Well, that was the end of the Return of Mega Squirrel number 26. Can you believe it? 26 times 20 minutes, that's like almost 6 hours. What the fluff, man. Like, seriously, what the actual fluff? I'm enjoying the crap out of doing that show, though, so I hope you all are enjoying it as well, because it makes me happy to talk about squirrels. Even though I'm not actually talking about squirrels, I'm making up the belief of a belief of squirrels and some other stuff going on. And by the way, the llamas are coming. Yes, they are coming. I wonder what's going to happen with llamas. Something dire and despicable, I'm sure. So, that is pretty much the end of the show. Actually, that is very specifically the end of the show. I want everybody to have fun, enjoy, stay safe, be well, be happy, be all that you can be, whether or not it is something that you want to be, or, well, don't worry about whatever else anybody wants. Come back and join us on the Facebook, on the Twitter, on the Instagrams, any of those various ne'er-do-well social media things. I'm going to probably start expanding again. I keep saying that as well, but I got to really start exercising my YouTube channel, which I haven't done in a while. One of these days I might actually film me doing this, and then you guys can see me sleeping or waving or being very aggressively active and like doing things, because I'm very expressive with my hands. My hands are very expressive. Everybody out there, thanks for coming into the chat room. Thanks for coming and listening to the various streams, whatever that's all there. Oh, look, EW, a brand new chat room. It's actually a little bit more interactive now. And there's animated GIFs. Ooh, so much fun. Have fun. Have yourselves an after-rotten good time. And be like the zombie and...